The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. My name is Marissa Kleist, filling in for Reba this week for RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. So every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we talk about real estate and finance information, just about anything else we can come up with.
And a reminder, this is a live radio show. So if we have anybody that wants to call in with questions, you can reach us at 866-712-1300.
Don't be shy about that either. You know, we get a lot of a few calls during the show, and we get a lot of calls after the show, which is always kind of interesting, and folks that are, you know, chicken to talk with us on the air maybe. But if you have a question, we're always happy to take that even off the air. And you can also tweet us at Team Reba or at Eric is my banker. So always happy to help with that.
Exactly.
So Marissa, what's going on in with the real estate market?
There's quite a bit. I'm interested to hear about those rates, though, after the election. I think a lot of people want to know what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to jump right into that. Before we do, though, I want to welcome our guest today. We have Clark Dixon with us here today. Clark is one of our top appraisers, appraiser manager for Home Street Bank. He's going to be talking about the appraisal process today. If you have questions for Clark, too, you might want to queue him up right now. Call us at 866-712-1300. Welcome, Clark.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it.
Oh, super glad to have you here. Clark and I go way back to days at Washington Mutual. So I've got
back in the day.
I've got dirt on Clark.
We're excited for some stories there.
That's right. Good. So rates. So last week at this time, we were right in the midst of the election, and our show was on kind of before the election results started coming in. The bond market, which is what drives mortgage rates and interest rates, did not react so good to the election. It was a bit of a surprise, and I even talked last week about that the financial markets generally like status quo. They mm-hmm. like things to stay the same. So when there's change, and especially significant change, in this case, we have both both the executive and the legislative branches are all in the same party. That can sort of change the thinking. So we got an initial knee-jerk reaction with the bond markets, and it wasn't pretty. So we've had a very, very sharp sell-off in bonds. That translates to higher interest rates. And in the course of literally three trading days, we've seen interest rates rise about 0.75%. So for the first time since we've been doing this Team Reba Open House with Team Reba show, we're seeing interest rates in the 4% range.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, it's, the big question right now is how long that's going to last, whether it's permanent or not. There's thinking all over the board on that. So some of the consensus thinking right now is that the technicals for bonds were ready to break open. They were looking for a reason to go with higher rates, and the election was simply the catalyst that caused that to happen. And so we've seen rates over the course of the last 6 months very ever so slowly come up just a little bit, not significantly. But we were still last week sitting around 3 5/8, 3 3/4 for a 30-year fixed rate loan. And now we're sitting around 4%, possibly even a little bit higher than that. With that said, today markets are a little more calm. We're seeing a little bit of a rally in the bond markets. So again, taking a little bit of that upward pressure off of the rates. And the question so today is that just the market's taking a breather, consolidating some of their trading positions, or it was at the end of the run. This current run up in rates was fast. It was hard. It was in mortgage parlance, we're comparing it to the taper tantrum of 2013. And that was a point back when the Federal Reserve said they were going to taper back, stop buying as many mortgage-backed securities, in effect artificially keeping mortgage rates low. And so this run-up was just as hard, just as strong as that one. And it did take us a while to recover from that. Ultimately, we did. Time kind of remains to be seen right now. So, Marissa,
yes.
you're refinancing your home. You're thinking about it right now. Do you lock in your interest rate, or do you just kind of hold back and see what happens?
I think I'm a gambler. I think I'd hold back. I mean, do you have any advice for me? I don't know.
You're going to gamble, huh?
I think so.
Clark, what do you think?
4% seems pretty high.
I'm conservative.
Okay,
Clark. I'm locking.
Clark's with me. I think I'm locking in too. Honestly, we are advising right now. If you've been on the fence about refinancing, it would be safer to lock in your rate. Check with your lender also on if they have what's called a float down option. So if you have a lender that has a float down option, a little commercial break, Home Street, we do. But if you have a float down option, what that means is once you lock your rate, you're protected from rates rising on you. But if they do fall prior to closing, you may be able to take advantage of that drop in the rates. Now, we're bankers, so we have rules. And there's all kinds of rules for this sort of a thing. And a float down is not necessarily free, but it is an option that's available. So definitely check with your lenders on that, if that's a possibility.
How long is the rate locks normally good for?
Well, how long you want it for?
Six months.
You could do that, actually. a standard rate lock, it'll vary a little bit from lender to lender, but it might be anywhere from 30 days to 60 days. They run in 15-day increments. And a lender can lock out as far as a year, sometimes even longer than that. So if you're, for instance, buying a new construction, let's say you've got a new home, it's being built now, but it's not going to be done for 6 months, you can lock your rate in. And many lenders, not all, but many lenders will have even a special rate lock program for circumstances like that, that do have a free float down. So you lock your rate now, I'm going to lock it for 9 months or a year or a year and a half because my home's not built yet. If the rates do go lower by the time the home is finished, you can take advantage of that drop in the rates.
That also applies, with the inventory still so low, it takes some people, 6 months to 9 months to find a home. And if you, mm-hmm. If the rates increase like they did all of a sudden, your buying power definitely goes down. So it could be a little bit scary.
It does. It does. Now, the extended rate locks normally with most lenders do not work if you haven't found the home.
Okay.
So you got to be in contract. That's the catch.
Got it.
So there used to be in the market, there used to be a program called a lock-in shop where you could lock a rate and, you have like 60 days in to find a home. And then if you find the home, then you got that rate.
Right.
And I pretty much haven't seen those in the marketplace in a fair amount of time. I might be missing one, but I sure haven't seen that out there. That'd be kind of nice right now. Well, it's one of those programs that when rates are low and it's flat and stable, they're not doing anything, it just kind of fell off the radar for everyone. Now, all of a sudden, we've got a change in rates. It was sudden. It was drastic. And so now people might start to be bringing those types of options back into the marketplace. One thing you know about rates, they're up like a rocket and they're down like a feather. So they will go up pretty quickly. They definitely take their time, coming back down. So we'll keep our eyes open and see what happens with this. But
my fingers are still crossed for them to go down. So.
Well, yeah, especially you because you're gambling. You're not locking in your rate.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll revisit this in maybe 6 months and see what we got.
Right. Well, how is the market looking right now?
Good. We're still... There are some seasonal slowdowns still expected after the election results. The uncertainty, the people kind of waiting it out, see how it goes. There's definitely still some of that going on, but it hasn't completely transferred to the housing market. There's still a lot going on. We don't expect inventory to increase like it's been down for quite a while. We still are at 1.8 months of supply total, and then King County is the lowest at 1.1 months. Snohomish County inventory is also really low. We normally see a lot more listings going on up there, and we're down 20% from a year ago. We don't expect inventory to increase until spring at the earliest. And I would say, let's see.
Not till spring. Oh, so what happened to, people kind of bringing them on this time of year, that sort of thing? So you're not seeing much of that happening right now at all?
We're definitely still getting listings. There's still a lot of people out in the buying market. So we encourage people. A lot of people feel like their houses don't show as well in the winter. And with less hours of daylight, it makes it a little bit more difficult to be out showing. You know, as soon as it hits 5 o'clock, it's, what the backyard looks like. The curb appeal is kind of gone. So it makes it a little bit more tricky, but people are definitely still out there shopping around. So if anybody was thinking about going on market, we definitely encourage
them. Oh, we can
use them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
definitely.
No question. Yeah. No question about that. Yeah, well, I know in the weather, of course, it's getting dark. Well, of course, that's why they invented happy hour.
Right.
So got to do something when it's 5 o'clock and it's dark out. So inventory is still kind of declining a little bit and not really seeing a huge uptick in that. But house prices still strong.
Yep, prices are still good. Home prices are up 14.6% on the year, up from they're at 550 now. They were at 480 last year, and that's for single family, including condos.
Is that King County?
Yes, that's King County.
So the average home, say that again, $550,000 is the average sale price for a home in King County.
Yep.
Up $110,000 from last year. Did you say 440?
No, 480.
Oh, 480.
I was like, wait,
I'm
that
sorry.
Math doesn't seem right.
Got it. Okay, $70,000 higher. Got it. Wow.
So here's another thing to go into the topic, since we've got our guest here who is an appraiser. A thing we're running into is longer closing times. We've spent a while getting more efficient that way, and then with the slowdown in appraisers, we're adding on another 2 to 4 weeks. So we'll jump back into that a little bit more when we talk with our guest.
Oh, most definitely. And, this is going to be our big topic. And when we come back, we're almost up to our break. And when we come back, we're going to have Clark Dixon tell us all about it. And Clark is our expert appraiser. And he's going to tell us, what's the delay? Why is my appraisal coming low? Call us if you got questions, 866-712-1300. We're going to be talking appraisals here on Open House with Team Reba. Stay tuned.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.